Yeah, I went to Virginia. Kyle took his time. He decided, you know, I think I'll do a little of this, a little of that. Oh, I think I'll play football. Oh, I think I'll be a first rounder. Oh, I'll go to the Pro Bowl three times in a row. Oh, I think I'll just do that.
It's obviously a very unique and very unbelievable situation to be able to line up and see your brother. But,
I mean, when he was a rookie and we played each other,
we didn't get to touch each other.
We barely touched each other, but, like, I don't want any part of it. You go block who you need to block. I'll be out here.
I thought the really cool thing was this week in practice.
Yeah, that was fun. That was more
getting
fun.
Getting to practice and get, you know, in between snaps.
That was more fun.
You know, jacking around with one another and talking smack. That's fun. You get to see that side of things. But then, you know, tomorrow night we'll be playing.
Practicing
and it'll
be
fun.
Is more fun than playing against
yes.
Coach.
I mean,
as bad as the people want us to hate each other
they just
and
can't
blow
do
each
it.
Other up on the field, it's just not going to happen unless the situation calls for it.
If the situation, you know, there's always the if.
There's always the if.
I didn't know I wanted to play football until I saw you playing in the league. Because
yeah.
I didn't think I could. I never thought I was, like, you know, tough enough or whatever. And I saw you getting after it, and I said,
that's
I
weird,
because,
like, I remember when I was going into college, Dad told me I probably wasn't athletic enough to play DN. I should probably work on my guard sets. I wonder what he told you.
He told me tackle and now I'm guard, okay. So I guess we're both kind of in that boat.
Yeah, I mean, our dad never pushed us to play football. In fact, he probably would have had it any other way but this.
Yeah, I remember as a youngster starting to get into sports, trying to make friends. Dad was like...
That was hard for you.
Yeah, friends were hard to come by. Dad was like, take up something. He bought me a guitar, I remember. He got me an acoustic guitar. I had guitar lessons. Twice a week, and I was just it didn't stick with me. And when I wanted to play football, I remember Dad saying, you know, football's not for everybody, Kyle.
Yeah, by the way, like, this is not for everybody. Like, that's code for, like, you're not going to like this. I hope you don't like this.
Like, I pray that you're not into it. And I went, and it was a lot of fun, and football's football.
You know, everybody wants a good life for their kids, and my dad, growing up the way he grew up, definitely wanted a good life for us, and he just always kept that in perspective, realizing how lucky you are. It's not a right, you know, to have all the things. It really is a privilege, and we had a lot of opportunities that other people don't have. And just keeping that perspective, I think perspective is important, and having two great parents like we had that always kept that perspective. And
yeah, I mean, it starts with parenting. Couldn't ask for better parents than we have. And I think there's two sides of the coin with having the last name Long. There's preconceived notions when it comes, like, if I come onto a team, people are like, that's Howie's kid. You know, they have preconceived notions. Respect isn't given. You know, you're not given respect because you got Long on the back of your jersey. You got to go out and you got to take it and you got to earn it. And I think that's one thing that our parents have done a great job instilling in us.
Well, I think it just trains you to think that, like, you have to prove yourself extra because, in a way, you have opportunities because of your last name, but, like, people are always going to assume that, like, listen, this guy's just here because of his dad. But it's not like you feel sorry for yourself. I mean, like, I'd rather have it this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got everything we could ever want growing up, and we're extremely lucky and blessed. But there's that side to it.
Yeah, nothing gives me more pride than to walk on the field and wear 75 for my dad, our dad. It's like when I'm on the field, if I can find a little bit of what he's got.
Yeah.
You take pride in that, and
I'm still looking for it.
And that's the great thing. You know that you know that we got a great unit, and we got a younger brother who's in Oakland who is our biggest fans, and you know, we're all working hard trying to find our way.